USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues in North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada, where the races between President Trump and former Vice President Biden remain too close to call. The Trump campaign has filed suits in Pennsylvania and Nevada attempting to halt counting. They had suits pending in Michigan and Georgia. A judge in Georgia dismissed the campaign suit after finding no evidence of the ballots referenced in their filing were received after the Election Day deadline. So when will Nevada stop counting?
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has 6 electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the Silver State could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The United States has set another record for coronavirus cases. An additional 109,858 people tested positive on Thursday, eclipsing Wednesday's record total by more than 5,000 cases. Hospitalizations also remain on the rise, with areas in the Midwest and Southwest the hardest hit. The Centers for Disease Control said Thursday that the first round of COVID-19 vaccinations should go to healthcare workers when it's available. The CDC says vaccinating the frontline doctors and nurses caring for COVID patients would help quell the pandemic the fastest. The CDC says the next groups that should be in line for the vaccine would be the most vulnerable groups, anyone highly susceptible to the disease because of underlying medical conditions, and those 65 and older. Wall Street continued its post-election surge, finishing in the green for the fourth straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 542 points to gain 2% on the day. The S&P 500 added another 1.9%, and the Nasdaq continued its climb, adding 2.5% to close at nearly 12,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The president of Kosovo has abruptly resigned after being indicted for war crimes. Hashim Thaçi has led the small Balkan country since 2016 after fighting in the Kosovo Liberation Army during the Kosovo War of the late 90s. Thaçi was indicted at The Hague for a range of crimes against humanity and war crimes, including murder, torture, and forced disappearance of persons. Kosovo declared its independence in 2008, but Serbia still claims it as part of its territory. It is currently recognized by 98 members of the United Nations, including the United States. Flights will soon begin between Israel and the UAE.
United Arab Emirates airline Fly Dubai said it will start direct flights to Israel this month with twice daily services between Dubai and Tel Aviv. The announcement on Wednesday came after the Gulf state in August agreed to establish formal diplomatic ties with Israel in a deal brokered by President Trump. UAE and Israeli citizens are now able to visit each other's country without applying for a visa before traveling as part of the agreements recently signed by the two states. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Ada is moving back out to sea after bringing deadly flooding and landslides to Central America. More than 50 deaths are already blamed on the storm that came ashore earlier this week as a Category 4 hurricane. Ada is expected to track to the north and could re-strengthen into a tropical storm. Forecasters say it could then threaten the Grand Caymans and Cuba this weekend before turning towards Florida early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.